Nolte, Glad Fascists Forbid the Word Homosexual. By John Nolte on March 20, 2024. The left-wing fascists at GLAAD have declared the word homosexual verboten. GLAAD, which stands for Gay and Lesbian Something Something, recently released a glossary of terms that is straight-up exhausting, and deliberately so. The lengthy, intentionally confusing glossary is 3,000 words long and all about one thing. Narcissists who base their entire identity on their sex life, who are out there manufacturing tripwires so they can pretend to be offended and, by extension, morally superior to the rest of us. Oh, and because they no longer want us to use the word homosexual. That means I'm going to be using the word homosexual a whole lot more often to describe homosexuals, homosexuals. Terms to avoid. Homosexual, N, or adjective. Because of the clinical history of the word homosexual, it is aggressively used by anti-LGBTQ activists to suggest that people attracted to the same sex are somehow diseased or psychologically/emotionally disordered. Notions discredited by the American Psychological Association and the American Psychiatric Association in the 1970s. Please avoid using homosexual except in direct quotes. Please also avoid using homosexual as a style variation simply to avoid repeated use of the word gay. Many mainstream news outlets' style guides restrict use of the term homosexual. Instead of using the perfectly appropriate and clarifying term homosexual, upon meeting someone, we're supposed to quickly make our way through the following minefield. Use gay, lesbian, or when appropriate, bisexual, pansexual, or queer to describe people attracted to people of the same gender or more than one gender. Could you repeat the middle thing again? Or, you are allowed to do this. Ask people how they describe themselves before labeling their sexual orientation. Or maybe left-wing homosexuals and their fascist allies could stop being so self-involved and uptight and instead keep this weird shit to themselves so we can interact normally? How's that for a plan? I don't care what anyone does with their sex organs, but GLAAD is demanding I care with a glossary of terms that would make George Orwell admit, "Oh, man, I didn't see that coming." Why are left-wing homosexuals and their fascist, mostly white women, allies so obsessed with their sexuality? I'll tell you why. It's all they got. When you are a shallow, insecure, hollow, self-satisfied person with nothing else in your life to hang your hat on, to find purpose, meaning, and self-esteem, you grab hold of how you conduct your sex life as though that's some kind of accomplishment that makes you special. So special. You require a 3,000-word glossary of terms before we can start a conversation. Now to a true story. Only the names have been changed to protect the insane. Not too long ago, my wife saw one of her favorite doctors, someone who has improved her quality of life enormously. She's basically a hero in our house. While this doctor's nurse was checking us in, she went through the usual medical questions and, upon hearing about another issue my wife's dealing with, said, "You should see Dr. Reed. She's our specialist for this." "Sounds great," I said. "I'll get you the number," said the nurse. A few minutes later, I'm standing outside while my wife is changing, and the nurse brings me a business card. "You want to see Dr. Carolyn Reed. Her office number is on the card." "Thank you," I said. So my wife finishes changing. I go back in the room and hand her Dr. Reed's card. "We'll make an appointment as soon as we get home," she said. Then the nurse comes back and asks for the card back. "I just need to make one change," the nurse explained. "Her name is Vincent now, not Carolyn." While the nurse scribbles out Carolyn and adds, "Vincent," my wife and I exchange a look that requires no description, and I inquire, "Vincent?" "Yes," said the nurse. "We haven't received the new cards yet." Then she smiled like this was all perfectly normal and handed my wife the card back. "Vincent?" I asked again. "Is she a guy now?" "No," said the nurse, "she's still figuring it out. Her name is Vincent, but she's non-binary, at least for now, she still identifies as she." The nurse left the room, and my wife tossed the card into the garbage can. Why not just refer me to a doctor who thinks she's Napoleon? If Carolyn/Vincent were gay or bi, we would not care less. In fact, we'd prefer not to know the sexual preferences, another term banned by GLAAD, of our medical professionals. Nevertheless, if you are a medical professional running around confused over basic biological facts, man alive, John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.